Welcome to the Fat Fueled Family Podcast, where every week we talk about things like nutrition, training,
how to live a healthy and active lifestyle with your little ones, peaceful parenting, education,
and of course, mindset.
Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Keto Counterculture, at Fat Fueled Mom, and at Fat Fueled Kids, and search for Fat Fueled Family on YouTube.
To stay up to date with everything we're doing, sign up with your email at www.fatfuel.family and check out our blog for workouts, meal ideas, and all the other cool stuff we love to talk about.
Don't forget to hit subscribe.
All right. Welcome to the Fat Fueled Family Podcast.
It's been 1 minute since our last recording.
No. It's been a whole week.
It's been a whole week.
Gosh, it's so good to be back with you here. What are we talking about today? First, how are you?
Sleepy.
Tired?
I'm tired. I have a dentist appointment. And then I have to take Dustin martial arts, which I wish I could not do any of those things.
Oh, come on. But martial arts is chill.
Without Dean, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be with Dean.
Dean doesn't ever let me.
I'm going to be with Dean.
Actually, yeah, I'm happy for my break.
Are you kidding me? I'm going to want to be writing for the Ketogenic Athlete book.
And he's not going to let you do anything.
Yeah, he's going to want to play, and I'm going to oblige him because he's king.
You should just play with him.
The emperor, Dean.
He's the king.
So Dean the king. We are continuing this little intro series. Can I let everybody know what our philosophies are? What we're about. And what's today?
Today is fitness. He's laughing because I sound excited, but my face is probably like nothing.
It just also reminds me of Pepper.
Pepper.
You said it once, like super excited.
At La Cajeta.
You're putting pepper on your food. You're like, pepper.
I get excited about pepper, obviously. I love pepper.
You can be cute.
I'm just happy I'm not sensitive to it because I'm like, give me that pepper.
Same thing with coffee. You guys should have seen how.
Bro, I would have just been like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to feel crappy for the rest of my life.
For sure. She was like, came back, tea. She was like, yes.
You know what, though? Screw tea, bro. Because honestly, I always knew. Like, sometimes I tried to give up coffee and try to drink tea, which, let's be honest, tastes like dirty water. It tastes like water from a puddle in your grass or something, like infused grass water.
Earthy, dirty water.
And some people might like it. And honestly, you can learn to kind of like it because I tried.
Yeah.
But
because you feel like you're doing something good for your body.
Because you feel like you're doing something good for your body. But you know what? I wasn't. It was actually... I'm sensitive to it, so
some health foods
good like, riddance.
Some health foods can be disastrous for people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Some health foods are not health foods for certain people. For example, turkey, killing me.
Yeah.
Killing me. Thanksgiving. It's gonna happen.
Steaksgiving.
I was talking about my kids yesterday about Steaksgiving.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. Tell me, what did they say?
Well, I was just telling them how we're gonna have Steaksgiving. Dean was super confused. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. But Desmond's like all about it. So we're going to just have ribeyes, preferably Publix, because they have the best ribeyes.
They really do.
Sorry. But
make sure to get organic, the green wise. Those are organic. Yeah, those are good.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. Those are good. They have. We've gotten their chuck eyes, the green wise chuck eyes.
Okay. So we're going to do Steaksgiving. And honestly, Thanksgiving's not my holiday because I came back sensitive to pumpkin. Vanilla, carrots, and turkey.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna have steak and like chocolate, and then like maybe sweet potato.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I might have a bite. I'm gonna make it for the kids, and then I'll probably make myself some other side. Here's the thing: like, it's probably just gonna be like
mostly steak, and I want to get like high end chocolate. Like, I want
from Switzerland, like imported.
Yeah, like I'm like, well, this is Thanksgiving. We're thankful. Oh,
and I'm also thankful for chocolate.
Yeah, very grateful for chocolate.
And here's the thing. Since I'm sensitive to vanilla, you have no idea, guys. Start noticing. Try to find a chocolate bar without vanilla in it. Shoot me.
Yeah.
It's impossible. Well, I found
unless it's pure chocolate.
The Madagascar brand from... I shouldn't tell you because you're trying to be mindful and eat. But Sprouts has Eating Evolved, and they have the almond one. And I got one yesterday. But I didn't tell you because you were trying to not eat. So
that sucks. I'm not gonna eat it.
No, don't eat it because one, it's mine. So yeah. I'm gonna just tell you that you're not allowed.
It's not like I know where it is anyways.
I hide all the food from Danny. It's fine. But you know what? Because, well, there's a reason he's doing a mindful eating class. Okay? Because he needs it. Okay? Because He cannot be trusted, okay, guys? He waits for everyone to fall asleep, too. That's the thing. So that's why I have to hide it. Because sometimes I'll be on the couch and maybe he didn't wait because it doesn't take that long. I fall asleep at, like, the minute I fall asleep. When do I fall asleep? When I sit down.
Yeah.
When I sit on the couch. That's when I fall asleep. So, but then I hear him. I hear, like, a little, my little kitchen rat. It's like, and it's like doing things. And I'm just like, what are you making doing? Things. And all I do is say, what are you doing? And he's like, leave me alone. And then the next day, all the peanut butter is gone. All the chocolate's gone. And that's why peanut butter, chocolate, anything like that gets hidden. And if I could have my own fridge with a lock, I would.
Yeah. And then I would find a way.
I might find one on sale. Let's see.
So,
all right.
So, so yeah, Thanksgiving, it's we've happening.
Got Thanksgiving is going to happen. Christmas.
Christmas somewhere far away, probably.
Somewhere far. And if not,
hopefully out of the country with no service, maybe.
I don't know. Either way, no one's invited except me. I love you guys so much, but I'm just in a stage in my life where all I do is serve. So when you're doing that, like, look, I get serving, but maybe when you're like not doing it every day. Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, here's the thing. Like, I'm with my kids all day, so like, no, I don't want to watch your kid. Like, it's different. You know what I mean? Like, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different. So it's different when you're doing something all day. Like,
I will say that, like, I'm like, dude,
I just slave all day.
But I do take pride.
You come over and now I just have one more person to make things for.
I take pride in being able to smoke some meat and get some good comments.
Yeah, like, Danny, thank goodness he can just smoke a huge brisket and feed a million people.
Or like that what we did last year on Christmas Eve, the tenderloin that
that was so good. Because we had the Rec Tech, right?
Yeah, and that was like a cinnamon rubbed.
That was
like
delicious.
This little recipe that I got.
It had cloves. That was so good.
Yeah, it was just everybody was raving about it.
What did it taste like? It tasted like something.
It tasted like Christmas. Fancy
Christmas meat.
Yeah.
It was honestly the bomb. We should make that again if we can, wherever we are far away.
That could be one of the things I make on Thanksgiving.
Can it be Antarctica? Can anyone go there? Can you actually go
let's
there?
Just go let's to look Utah. Up flights. You know what?
Let's look up flights to Antarctica.
I was talking. Well, Liz says that we're invited to Utah anytime.
Does she know that that's my favorite
to the cabin,
place?
And the cabin has zero service. So, and you've seen the videos and pictures of that cabin, right?
I mean, so how did she upload the pictures?
Well, obviously, when she got back. When she got
Wi-Fi.
Back. Oh no, when she got back. So, anyways, we're talking about fitness today. She's. Are you?
There's no flights to Antarctica, guys. Oh, okay. From Tampa. Sorry, didn't find any.
Not interested. All right, so we're gonna talk about fitness today.
We're gonna talk about fitness.
And before we get started, let me just say something that's super important, I think. And that is that diet is huge, but I think a lot of people miss out on the importance of exercise, especially because a lot of the time I'll hear things like, how do you get your ketones so high? Blah, 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 and asking all these questions. And you need to realize that eating a low insulin diet and a diet and training in a way that is always kind of like stripping you of all the excess, you know, glycogen, burning through all any sugar that you may have in your system, is so important, especially for ketone purposes as well. Is, you know, you increase your MCT transporters by exercising. That is the best way to do it. So exercise is very important, and it's a vital part, I think, of your whole health and fitness regimen, and very important to the family. So we're going to talk about fitness. We're going to talk about our fitness philosophy. First, we'll go into a background. I'll go very quickly because I've done this ad nauseum a million times on all the podcasts I've been on. I played football my whole life. I ran track in high school, played football in college as well. I did CrossFit and I competed in CrossFit. I competed in powerlifting and I've done one half marathon, obstacle course race, rowing now. And I've always loved lifting. So that's my background. Go.
I didn't really dabble with many different sports or anything besides dance. I always knew that
dancer.
I wanted to dance.
MG
I
dancer.
Just be MG dancer.
That was her.
Shut up and dance was mine. Do you remember? You weren't. Did you?
No.
Know?
You had Eurovirus.
Eurovirus. I was already emo. Yeah. Eurovirus.
That's her. That was.
That was my screen name.
Her instant messenger screen name.
Your AIM.
Yeah.
AIM. I miss those days, bro. Yeah. When you like had to wait to get home. Like now, anyone can call you. But Yeah, but no, I had before You're a Virus, my screen name was Shut Up and Dance.
Oh, I
426.
That was
Shut
too
Up
late.
And Dance.
Too late. I was I came late to that party. I wasn't there.
But anyway, so I was always a dancer, ballet, jazz, all the jazz hands. I'm doing jazz hands right now. What is it called? I'm tired, guys.
What else?
Contemporary. Okay. All the dance except tap. I did tap for like a year, but you have to do that way longer to be good at it. But so yeah, all the dancing things, that's all they cared about. And then when I graduated high school, I was only dancing. I went from dancing like, I don't know, a million hours a day to like one a week. So it was time to hit the gym because we're gaining weight over here. Because see, this is another reason why activity matters. I noticed a huge difference being home from the hospital with Dean, like staying home all day, like zero steps, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing
about
it is...
And you just feel so lethargic.
Yeah, you feel lethargic too. It's not just bad. It's not just your appearance. It's that you
don't
feel
good. I
don't
work out to... I mean, yeah, looking good is cute and everything, but that is not why I work out. If that was the main reason I worked out, I wouldn't go as much. I wouldn't.
Because you look so good all
because,
the time.
Well, I could just be like, eat meat and be skinny. Like, yeah. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because you could literally eat meat and just be skinny. But I go for the mental health benefits. But anyways, back to the background, because I literally, this is me. Sorry, guys. It's going to happen very often. Get used to it.
It's very hard. It's hard.
When that's we're why Danny's here. He's here to like, bring it back.
When it's just me and her, I'm just like, wait, where were we?
I don't even know where we were.
We just went from one place in the world.
But we've been like five. Yeah. I go like five at once.
Yeah.
I don't discriminate. Okay, back to freshman year. So I stepped foot in a gym. And honestly, it was just one of those things I never had time for because I love being in a gym. Like, yeah. That is, like when they say an adult playground, that's how I feel. Yeah. I'm like, look at all these toys. That's how I feel when I'm inside of a gym. But like most girls, I was like, I don't want to get bulky. I don't want to get big. Thinking it's like some easy task.
I know.
Somehow I'm going to wake up like beefed
the
out.
Funny thing is, all you have to do is look around and look at all the guys who are actively trying
to get big and they have
testosterone and they can't even
and they get. Still can have struggle. So anyways, cardio bunny, lifting 10 pound weights my whole life. And then I didn't really ever lift heavy until CrossFit. So
yeah, shout out to CrossFit
but
that.
I did work out. Like, I would still kill it. I would still do like my lunges. I would go kind of like moderate, like 40 pounds or whatever, but I never really pushed it hard because I was literally scared. And I would do an hour of cardio every day. So CrossFit, when did I start that? After I had Desmond?
2011.
After I had Desmond. Yep. We were doing like fun workouts, remember? Before,
yeah,
when I got pregnant.
I was writing you workouts. You were writing me workouts. Doing them. Wow.
And they were awesome because they were like, they CrossFit were Metcon-y, yeah, but they weren't like the lifting yet.
Yeah.
You know, it was,
yeah,
like,
it was more like,
because you weren't lifting there. Remember?
Yeah, there was a period there where, because I was hanging out with my cousin a lot.
He was trying to be skinny.
My cousin's a model and he's really good looking and he's the best man of my wedding. You'll see me talking about him all the time.
And so he could wear whatever he wants because he's got that figure.
So we were always going out in South Beach and I'm here like with a model who worked at the time at Etro, which is like an Italian, like high-end fashion.
Where Danny doesn't fit into anything.
Nothing. I mean, you could, maybe my arm fits into the
pant
waist.
Leg. Or the pant leg.
Or the waist of the pants. And so we would just go running all the time. And I got down to like 195 at one point. Remember that? And I looked emaciated. Like, me at 195 is just...
Your sweet spot's like 215, 220.
Yeah, 215.
Probably at this
she's
point,
telling 220. She's telling me right now that I need to lose 20 pounds, which is cool because I'm going to do it.
Well, but at this point, I would even put it a little higher, 220 maybe, because you have
all
more
the muscle.
Because
yeah.
All the muscle you have. So if you're 215, you have 0% body fat and you're dead. So
yeah. I don't mind getting down to 215 if it means losing some muscle. I'll say it because I...
Must
I just
be nice.
The weight... The weight is the thing, too. Sometimes the weight is a thing.
It is a thing. You know? I can't imagine weighing. It just has to be. You're just heavier.
I weigh 238
everything is harder.
Right now. 238
pounds.
Yeah,
that's pounds. Intense. That's...
By the time this is on the air, I'll probably be 230.
We'll see. We're going to hold you to that.
We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
So CrossFit, I started after I had Desmond, and I was just like... And then I was like, I'm such an extremist, right? Like, I'm either like lifting 2.5 pound weights, or I'm like, let's max out on everything and try to be the strongest person on earth. So, but it was fun. It was something that, since I had never lifted, it was something that I got better at quickly because those beginner gains are serious. And so I just kept going up and up and up and on my maxes. And it was just fun watching, doing that. It was just fun
and motivating. I thought back then you were hot. And now I'm like,
I looked good, even better.
Yes, you
did. But I did look good. I looked good, but it's a different body. Like, you're not, bodybuilding is different.
Your quads were popping out more and your legs were bigger and you had this little bubble butt, but it wasn't like.
Yeah, because now I'm not like. Yeah, when you have 150 wall balls to get through, you're not trying to squeeze your butt on the bottom.
How'd you get those glutes?
How did I get those glutes? Well, if you follow my glute plan, find out. Shameless plug. CrossFit. When did I stop doing CrossFit? Oh, I did CrossFit through my pregnancy with Dean. Like, straight up doing the what is it called? The open workouts.
She was doing open workouts. She was doing
pull-ups, dips. Running.
She was doing pull-ups. She was doing all this stuff.
I had to stop running after a certain time because obviously
7 months pregnant. I remember the videos that I used to take of you. 7 months pregnant. I'm like, pull-ups. 7 months pregnant. You hear me like saying, yeah. 7 months pregnant. This is my wife.
Yeah, doing pull-ups. But yeah, so stayed fit through my pregnancy. And then I did CrossFit until we moved to Tampa, really, because we just, that's like family, our South Florida CrossFit gym. So that's mm-hmm. where I would take Dean in the stroller. He was like 1 month old.
And Desmond was the same too. When he, back then, Desmond yeah. would, we had Desmond in there in the car seat mm-hmm. watching us at like 8 months old, watching us. And that's all he ever saw.
Yeah.
And that's why Desmond would get on the rower at 3 years old. And that's why Dean, every time from the time he could walk, he would put a broomstick on his back. Anything that was a stick, he turned it into a squat bar.
Yep.
And he would squat with it.
Yeah. And so after CrossFit, when we moved to Tampa, I started working out at the gym, and then I just started getting into bodybuilding, and that's what I've been doing since, and I love it now. And it's just like, I still hate cardio. It's
been
like
4 years that you've really been sculpting your body. It's been impressive to see.
Probably like three, because I didn't start until Dean was like three. Remember, yeah, I had right. like the depression. I was home for a while,
and there was those, remember that time period where you're going twice a week, maybe
lucky. Yeah. Oh, one other thing was that Dean, I couldn't really leave him, right? Or I don't know, I was probably just didn't want to go, because that's the thing, that you get into that habit and then you don't want to go.
Yep.
But anyway, so bodybuilding, I love it, but I still, it's like a different type of bodybuilding now. It's not like what I was trying to do. It's what I wanted to do when I was in college, what mm-hmm. I'm doing now. That's what I wanted to do, but I didn't know what I had to do. So now I'm like, you know, I have like my CrossFit knowledge, so I still don't like to do cardio, and I don't. I use Metcons and stuff like that to get my conditioning instead of like on a cardio machine. So anyways, that brings us to our next point, which is what Danny was just talking about, is oh my gosh, are we going to say this again? Get used to it, guys. Modeling the behavior. So my kids have no idea what it is to not work out. They've never seen that in their life. Literally, in their entire life, have they seen me and Danny not work out for an extended period of time?
Never.
It's probably true. The longest was when we moved to Tampa and I couldn't find a gym, and it was more, and you know me, I'm the type of person that when something seems hard, I'm just like, oh, it's such a mission, I don't want to find a gym. Like mm-hmm. I didn't want to go to another CrossFit gym because I was like, well, they don't know me, I can't take my kid like how I would to the other gym. And then like Dean, I wouldn't want to leave him with anyone because he was little, so it was difficult. And then I don't want to go at night, so that's why I wouldn't go, because I would have to go at night.
Yep.
So but anyways, other than that, like that was like a short few months, because eventually I can't stand myself. But it's true, I can't stand myself. Yeah. I'm not a happy, unfit person.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't like, I don't
feel
good. But
you also don't feel good.
I don't feel good. You know, that's good. The
main thing physically.
Yeah,
is you don't.
I don't. And so, yeah, our kids have been watching us do this since they were born. They were in, you know, Dean was in my stomach being, you know, bopping around like, what's going on over there, you know, like hearing barbells slam to the floor. And so, yeah, they don't know anything different. And now they go to the gym with me. Every single day. Monday through Sunday, I'm there. If I'm not at the gym, it's because someone invited me somewhere.
Yeah.
So please don't do that, so I can go to yoga on Sunday.
Yeah, we haven't done weekend lifting that much in the last 2 months.
We've gone like
twice.
It's annoying, and it's so annoying. I hate it because I love weekend lifting. Dude, how good was it on Sunday? I love it when it's empty like that.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so anyways, my kids go to the gym with me, and they're there for 3 hours every single day, and that's just a normal part of their life, and they can't wait. Like they see at our gym, like the trainer has like these younger kids that he trains, and I'm like always like hyping up Desmond, like, oh, when you're old enough, I'm gonna have him train you.
And I'm gonna train him too, though.
Yeah, I know, but you know what I'm talking about, right? What's his name? The one with the glasses?
Not Chris. I forget his name, but yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, he's awesome. So
we model the behavior. The other thing too with modeling the behavior, and you won't be surprised about this, is you need to keep up with your kids. You don't want to be that person that's always saying, no, I'm too tired. Don't be such a joy kill. That your kids, they want to have fun with you. And that's so part. That's a part of our thing, too, is we want to do fitness together. And we'll
get to that. And that should be a huge part of your why. Like, if you don't want to do it for yourself, do it for your kids. Like, get healthy and get fit enough. We're not saying you have to be step on a bodybuilding show.
Yeah.
You just got
to,
like,
just be able to keep up and throw the ball around with your boys. And, yeah. And play with, if your daughter wants to do something active, that you can do it with them. And that comes from you setting that example.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am going to talk about the next thing, which is we did not specialize early and we still have not specialized. I personally think, based on the research that I've done over the past 20 years on this, is that 20 or at around 10 is when you can really start to see, like, if there's a sport that they're really interested in, then you can really start to hit that sport hard. All the research suggests that you want to vary their sports in those early years as much as possible. Gymnastics is something that we did for both boys.
It's a good one to start with.
It really is. It's like, as far as motor learning and, you know, fine motor skills, it's very transferable to other sports. So we love gymnastics and we encourage people, just because of body control. There's so many factors that go into it. And you don't want to be specializing. I understand that maybe even if you are someone who maybe is a pro athlete or you played at a high level and you want your child to be in a sport early, you can put them in that sport, but don't pigeonhole them in that sport from an early age. It's definitely going to hurt them. It's not going to help them if you're not doing other stuff. So don't specialize early. It's the other reason that you don't want to do that is you want to have them try as many things as possible, because they may think that they love basketball, but then they get in a hockey rink and they're like, that's their real deal. Like, they love hockey. They live it and breathe it. So
I want one of my kids to play hockey. That would be super dope. I would love for
Desmond. Desmond, definitely.
We also live in Tampa, and, like, our team is just so fun. They're always winning, so yep. It's fun.
The Lightning is awesome, and we have lots of – there's a big hockey culture down here, which is kind of interesting since we're in Florida. But
I want to follow some cool Canadian teams, because I feel like at this point in my soul, I'm Canadian. Every time I, like
– it's true. Jordan Every Peterson, some, like, of the people that we love the most, like –
they're,
you know,
Canadian.
Are Canadian. Some of my best friends, Ben – like a brother to me.
And then when he said he was Canadian, I'm like, well, that there you go. It. You put the nail. There you go. And the nail in the coffin.
You know, Julie.
Just gotta love it.
So
my friend from the gym, Fortune, she's Canadian. I'm like, of course you are.
Canada is a special place. But anyways, back to the whole thing is, you know, we try to vary them as much as possible. Give them opportunities to try new things. The other thing that we do is, if we commit to a sport, we're going to stay for the whole season. There was only one time that Desmond, and it was also because it was just so unorganized.
Yeah, it was half the YMCA's fault. So,
because he did indoor soccer and he did very well, and then in outdoor soccer it was just a mess, and he wanted to quit in the middle of the season, and so I had him. He owed me the remainder of
the money,
so I prorated what I paid, and he ended up having to earn money to pay me back.
Yeah, because that's the thing. We don't want them to just quit when something gets hard, because everything is hard. So
yeah. So let's go to the next thing. So what's the next?
Here, you talk about that one.
Okay, education. So, you know, that's a huge part of everything that we do. And it's amazing to see, especially Desmond being 7 years old. Desmond can have conversations with adults about nutrition and fitness in a very deep way. Like, I can tell you right now, I'm not trying to brag. Maybe I am.
Not trying to brag. Totally. Totally am.
He can honestly teach a few things to some adults about nutrition and fitness. And it's just because we have these conversations, and, like, it's important to understand why you're doing stuff. It's also part of our parenting philosophy that we're not like, because I said so.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's all about, this is why we do this. And this is, I'm very comfortable with this type of coaching, because, you know, when I was in grad school, you know, I started by working off in the football weight room. And I thought, since I was a football player, that I would be a football strength coach. And I found that when I moved to the basketball gym, and when I started working with basketball players, is that the culture was much more suited to my coaching type, because although I can be...
Yeah, I heard that on the podcast the other day that you said.
Yeah, because I'm a very... I can be a
You're
very...
You're a why person.
A what?
A why.
I'm a why person, but I'm also like, you know, I have a temper, but, you know, I'm also not that guy, like, with my coaching. I'm not going to be mother effing you and screaming at you and all that stuff. I'm just not going to do that. And the basketball... At least where at UF and at VCU, the way I ran it at VCU was, you know, I tried to tell these guys, this is why you're doing this. And I think there's an it's important for the athlete or your child to understand, you know, why they're doing something. It helps them make that connection. Like you know, if you understand why you're doing it, you can kind of see what the outcome is going to be. So this helps me get to my goal. So we're really big on education. Every single opportunity that we get, we'll explain why we're doing this, even if it's something that I'm doing. Like if I'm talking about like what I'm going to do with my training, I talk about that sometimes.
Yeah, so Danny's always like, want to hear my next experiment?
And that's why Desmond is hilarious. Desmond's always wanting to do experiments.
He's so funny.
All right, so let's talk about the last thing, which is super important.
Yeah, so it's basically fitness as a family. So there's a lot of things that you can incorporate into your day-to-day that help your kids form healthy habits to stay active. And one of those things that we do, well, some of them are night walks. So like after dinner walks or just middle of the day walks, like, hey, let's go for a walk. We'll walk around the block. We walk after dinner, which can lower your blood sugar, correct?
Yep.
And or we like to plan on the weekends. Maybe not every weekend. And it's hard in the summer because it's so hot.
So hot. And that's another reason why in the summer we
don't do... I can't wait for fall for that.
We do night swims in the summer. So this summer we did lots of... And we did the same thing last summer.
Yeah, we do night swim.
So like, yeah, when it gets hot enough, we'll walk to our community pool. And we'll spend like 45 minutes to an hour in the pool playing
around.
Sometimes
it's like 8 o'clock at night, but you know that sun doesn't go down till 9.
Yeah, that's how it is here. And then, you know, as the fall is coming, it probably starts to cool down here by about mid-October.
By like February?
No.
He's lying.
Mid-October is when it's really nice to do the night walks.
I'm not going
to
lie. I felt it in the air a few days this week. Have you not felt it a little bit in the morning?
Not yet.
I feel the air different, but that's okay. We're getting there.
I hope so. But usually, based on my 4 years here in Tampa, I find that like the second to third week in October is when you start to
really that feel
crisp
that air
smell and that the air starts to cool down, and then you yearn for those night walks. And let me tell you, our kids bug the crap out of us for these night walks. You know,
we're like the ones that are bummers sometimes. We're like, oh, we're so tired.
Yeah, if like for instance last night I was thinking maybe we'd do a night walk, but the only reason why we didn't is because Desmond, Dean, and I spent like 20-30 minutes shooting the BB gun at targets. Like we're shooting like plastic cup targets. By the way, Desmond's getting really good. You didn't see this. The first shot he took,
you should take him soon to nailed the range. It.
Well, I want to actually take him to shoot bows with Ben, because Ben took his sons to go
That would be fun. So now when it gets to be fall, hiking is something that you can do. Like another thing that maybe this has to do with, I just thought of this literally right now, that would do with fitness, but also just like being adventurous and like mental toughness too, like encouraging them to do like adventurous stuff. So like
things
we might plan like kayaking or we'll go to like the springs and like, all right, let's go swim in this freezing water right now. It's not really freezing. It's not as cold as like Iceland or something, but it's a spring. It's pretty cold.
In the 70s for us, it's freezing.
It's 50 something.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. It's
nice. I haven't been to the springs with you guys because you usually go during the week. Yeah. But the other thing too is like, and I'm sure other parents do this, but we have to mention it, is that a lot of the activities we do and a lot of the things they find fun, go figure, kids need to play, they need to move around, is jump stuff. So like I have Poppy Days, and we call those Poppy Days, and the boys love Poppy Days. Honestly, anytime they're with me, even if it's just for an hour, they'll call it Poppy Day. It's the cutest thing ever. And I've, you know, with the whole thing that happened with Dean, I realized that I really needed a Poppy Day with Desmond. And we went to a place called To Infinity, which was just a jump place. And I, unfortunately, that time didn't join him. I really did want to, but I tweaked my hamstring the day before.
Yeah,
the day before.
Smart.
So I didn't do it. But, you know, we spent 2 hours there just having him jump like crazy, got him some burgers after, and then came home and he was recharged that day. You could tell he was happy.
Yeah. So what are some other things that we can do, like riding bike, anything that you like to do? We have friends that live in California, so they have some really awesome trails that they do with their kids all the time. So they're walking uphill. Man, that's hard stuff. And you got to get...
Some of the trails that we've done are like that one that we did.
Oh man, that was intense.
Pretty tough, yeah.
Yeah, so trail hiking or just doing it as a family. So doing anything active as a family. I know that there's a lot of free outdoor yoga that a lot of places offer. Like if you just look in your county, if you live like in a city, because some places I'm sure don't have a lot of stuff. But for example, like here we have like in Hillsborough. We could just look up like Fun for Kids Tampa, and it has all these activities like free yoga, free park yoga, whatever, stuff like that that you can do with your kids.
Yeah. So there is definitely a need, and there's a need right now for programs like this. And this is why, you know, you and I are getting together with Rachel Gregory, Killing the Keto, to create the Fat Fueled Family program, which is going to, of course, encompass all of the things that we talk about here, like the nutrition, the fitness, the mindset aspect. But we also, like, it's interesting because we love doing it with our kids. But one of the things that Rachel mentioned is that her dad is in his 60s and, you know, he's doing some of the workouts that I wrote for the Carnivore Keto Cut and he's loving it. So that program, we hope, is going to help a ton of families who want ideas to do things with their families. Like some things, we haven't mentioned some of the things, we haven't done this in a while, but we have a hill in our complex.
Hill sprints? Well, yeah, because it's been summer and it's been raining, and so the hill is not a hill right now. It's a swamp full of water.
Yep.
So when it dries up, we can do those sprints.
I'll put them on my back. We'll do bear crawls up the hill. All this stuff is fun. You know, it's fun.
Yeah. And it doesn't even have to take long.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Like 15, 20 minutes. Just get outside and like have them. You know what? You can even have them help you write a workout. Like.
Yeah. Desmond
loves to write workouts.
He'll pick an exercise. Yeah. Then I'll pick an exercise. We'll say, okay, how many exercises are we picking total? 4 or 5. All right. You pick one. I pick one. Then we'll decide how many sets and everything. We use one of the things that we use dice. We use playing cards to decide, like, you know, okay, let's say jacks are jumping jacks and, you know, 10 jumping jacks. And then, like, you know, spades are, you know, this exercise. So if you have a 5 of spades and it's push-ups, spades are push-ups, you do 5 push-ups, you know, things like that, you know. And it's true. It does not take a long time. You can do 10 to 15 minute workouts. And it just continues to keep them active, and it keeps it as a habit
for them. Yeah, exactly. A normal part of life. A normal part of life. That's all you guys. That's the goal here. So just making it something that is normal to them. Because honestly, I don't think about going to the gym. Like people need to realize that a habit is just like you're hacking your own body by creating a habit. So if you just dedicate yourself to something for, 21 days or something? How long does it take?
Well, they say 21 days, but in reality, it's closer to like 6 weeks.
6 weeks? That makes sense, especially for like going to the gym. But like at this point, it's just something that we do every day. It's in our schedule. It's not going to the gym for everyone. A lot of people work out outside, but you can always get your kids involved and just modeling that behavior and showing them that this is a healthy way to live is where it's at, guys.
Yeah. And going back to it, I want to tell one more story because, we don't have that much time because the kids are getting unruly.
Yes.
But one of the things that it comes back to this education piece is, you know, the way we talk to each other, we understand that they're listening too, but sometimes we'll talk to them. But we talk about the importance of earning your carbs. And, you know, when I decided for that 1 week that I was going to do those sweet potatoes, remember when Desmond decides he's going to have sweet potatoes for dinner, what does he do? He goes for a run around the block before dinner because he wanted to earn his carbs.
Oh, yeah. Well, they better
so it's
earn
like, okay,
carbs.
You know what? That's good because it's not a weight thing. It's not a body image thing. It's something where he understands
that if he does a sprint. Yeah, because he's not going to weigh different. Desmond's not going to look any different if he didn't go for that run.
He's
going to
be just as ripped. Yeah, he's going to be just as ripped. So, he went for that sprint. He comes back and now he's earned his sweet potato, which is going to contribute to his you know, to, for him to build some muscle.
Yeah. And then it's also just like the using the mentality of using food as fuel.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. When your kids are low carb, carbs becomes like almost like a performance enhancing drug for them, because it's like,
yep,
all these other kids, they're eating those carbs all day, every day, and their insulin is like tapped out.
Like, so if they don't have them, they're going to be screwed.
If they don't have them, they'll be screwed. Yeah. But here comes maybe my kid or my friend's daughter, right, at a, yeah, swim meet, and like all of a sudden she gets some sweet potato the night before, some berries, and she's like, you know, swimming like
Michael the Flash
over here, or like Aquaman over here, and you know, feeling just like a superhuman, and she probably feels so great, you know. So yeah.
So that is our nutrition philosophy, a little bit shorter than We have, of course, peaceful parenting.
And unschooling. We didn't do that one right now because we didn't have enough time. That's going to take a little bit.
Yeah, so we were behind because of the whole thing with Dean. And we, you know, let's be honest, we did two episodes in one day. We did the nutrition and then we did the fitness. So now we're kind of caught up. We're three in. And soon we will have actually Rachel on Thursday to record, because we want to go into depth about this Fat Fuel Family program. We want to show you guys, talk to you guys about what we're planning to do. And we really, there's such a need for this.
There is such a need for it.
There really is, for everything that we're doing. And I'm not, you know, not saying that we're the best to do it, but someone's got to do it. So we're going to attempt to do this, and we're going to attempt to address this need. If someone does it better, awesome. We're on the same mission.
We're all on the same mission, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. So what else you got, my love?
I think that's it for fitness. I can't wait, honestly, to get into the whole parenting and school stuff, because it's my fave.
It is both of our fave. And, you know, to be honest with you, what I can't wait for is to have some of these people on our podcast, because we finally have a platform and an opportunity to do it.
Yeah. So I just can't wait to, like, I mean, there's probably some people that I wish I could have that will never be on our podcast, like Ron Paul. I don't know. Or like John Taylor Gatto. He's probably like, guys,
no way. No. It's going to, well, John Taylor Gatto, probably talking a little slow right now.
Yeah. He's just getting older. There's going to be other people. Like, dude, we should get like Zach Slee back on here.
Oh, we'll get Zach We'll get Zach and Isaac. We'll get Isaac Morehouse
We want to just share all these amazing tools and resources and alternatives with you guys, because we realize that a lot of people don't even know that there's another choice. Yep. So, and there's so many good choices, and school and, you know, bachelor's degrees, all these things are becoming a little bit
obsolete,
to be honest, really. Yeah.
And this is coming from a guy who went to the Ivy League, got a master's degree, you know,
and we're not against that for many careers. If you want to be a doctor, or, you know, finance, there's a lot of stuff that, yeah, you're gonna have to go to school. This is the way. But there's so many different opportunities now, and different ways,
and with the internet too.
Different companies are looking for different types of people that stand out, guys. You don't want your kids to be just like everyone else. So can't wait to share that with you guys. But that's all for today and our fitness philosophy. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out...
You're doing a really good job of that. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, so that's why I keep saying it, because he keeps forgetting. So subscribe to our podcast so that you never miss an episode. And if you love what we're doing, please feel free to leave us an honest...
An honest five-star review.
An honest five-star review.
Honestly say how awesome we are.
Honest five-star review. And... yeah, that helps us out. So,
of course, if you want to get, you know, on fatfuel.family, speaking of fitness, there are already like a few free sample workouts that I put up of yours. There's only one of mine, but I'm going to continue, because I don't want to flood you guys with everything, because we did that with Keto Vengeance Unlimited, and so many people just didn't even know where to go because of all the content. Yeah. So we're going to trickle this content out to you. Lots of free stuff. Of course, lots of paid stuff if you want to get something more specialized.
But they're really good prices, guys. It's not
30, 40, affordable. 50 bucks.
Really awesome programs that Danny has written out. So check those out on our fatfuel.family. My glute program is there. There's also
Dominating right now, by the way. She's dominating the
my
sales.
My one glute program is Vega dominating
the Vega household. I got like 13 programs up, and it's like, so-and-so just bought another glute program. There's like 50 million glute programs being bought.
It's all about the glutes.
I don't...
We're gonna have glutes.
All right, so we'll cut this off. love you.
Love you.
Yeah.
It's like, he's saying love you like he's hanging up with you.
Yeah.
But he really means love me. He loves me, guys.
I really do. I do love you.
All right. Love you too.
Bye. Bye.